afternoon, Kibler.
Cut me off.
It's on me. It's on me. This is Bro 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 Bets, a new month, July 1st, 2019. We had a winning month last night. Or, sorry, last month. If we would have bet last night, we would have won last night, too. But last month, June, the last 30 days, we had a winning month. We were 74, 63, and 6.
Nice.
Let's go.
Not terrible. Last 7 days, 23, 12, and 3, plus 7 units. Not terrible. So, you know, congratulations on listening to this podcast and winning money.
Yeah, you guys had a great week.
A lot of podcasts are free, just like this one. Not a lot of podcasts pay you, like this one. Something to think about.
Remember at
myaction.app/brobrobrobets. Follow us on Twitter at brobrobrobets. Follow us all individually. We tweet out our picks all the time. At Todd McComas, at Diggs with a Z, at Hey Gorman, at Bubba Gumpino now.
Yes, sir.
Bubba Gumpino, at Gator McComas in the back. Right, Gates? Billy Gates? Good talk. Today we have a small, quick slate. We got 7 baseball games. We got USA and England tomorrow. Correct, Gumpy?
Huge match.
Who you rooting for, man?
Not sure yet.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Toe in the water on both sides.
Or the big older brother.
What about Netherlands, though? What did I tell you about Netherlands?
All right, we get it. Don't fucking try to change the subject on who you're picking tomorrow. So, yeah, we got a small MLB slate today. We got no WNBA today. We're actually going to be off the rest of the week. So if you do want our picks, just follow us all on myaction.app/our names.
We'll put them in there.
And then on Twitter as well. So first show of the week, last show of the week, quick show. We'll be back next week with our 32 teams in 32 days-ish.
Nice.
Leading up into training camps, we'll start mid to late July.
A little over 3 weeks, Tony.
I mean, it's we're on. Here, baby. Yeah, we're basically here. before we get into today, we had a good what's up, Gump? Or what's your name?
Gump. That's Gump.
G-U-M-P.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
G-O-R-M-S.
What can I do for you?
Who would be your pick right now after what we saw last night? We still don't know where Kawhi's going.
Love what you're doing here.
Who's your pick? If you had to go gun to your head right now to win the NBA title,
New Orleans Pelicans.
I love that. They are going to be fun to watch.
They're going to be great to watch. I mean, they fucking.
You know what?
It's a Duke All-Star team.
I've been a Warriors hater, but fucking props to them.
Props to them
for not fucking. Oh, we're going to do a rebuild and fuck it. Let's go all in again.
Props to the both of those teams because middle of last year, Anthony Davis asked for a trade. He wants out, and you're like, well, the Pelicans are fucked. We're not going to hear from the Pelicans again for 10 years. And then they end up getting the first pick. They could make a nice trade with the Lakers. They do pretty well in free agency. They add Redick. They add who did I favors. I like the Pelicans, what they're doing. They're definitely not winning. That was a joke.
I know.
Love what the Warriors did. Fuck it. Just add another great ball handler, a great shooter. If Kawhi goes to the Lakers,
we're fucked.
I'm going to be so upset.
I don't see it.
As a human, like as him as a human.
I really don't see it. It's a perfect scenario for Kawhi because he's a background guy. Give AD, give LeBron all the shine, and he just shows up. There's just not enough basketballs in that offense.
I don't think that's the way he is on the court, though. Personally, he is.
There's not enough possessions for those guys to play together.
The Clippers were the play, but I thought they would have had to get somebody yesterday, like Jimmy Butler or something.
Someone. No one's.
Because if Kawhi just goes there alone, I don't.
No, it's like him and Lou Williams.
He'd be better off staying in Toronto, you know what I mean?
For sure.
What's his name stayed there?
Miami got any money left?
Beverly
stayed there.
After getting Jimmy Buckets?
I don't think so. I mean, and who else is there? Fucking not Luka, Dragic.
I just don't know what Jimmy Butler gives you as your number one guy. You're going to come sixth or seventh in the East, and then what?
Well, and then I thought the wildest move of the day was Middleton got a fucking max contract.
158.
It's absurd. Both Lopez is there, staying in the state of Milwaukee.
See that?
Brogdon leaving to come to Indiana.
Yeah, like that.
That's a good move.
Great pick for
him. Utah's stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they get besides Bogdanovich? They got Conley already, Bogdanovich.
I think that's pretty.
But
much
there was
what
somebody
it was.
Else they added.
Did
yesterday.
I see Mirotić is not playing in the NBA anymore?
Yeah, he's in Europe.
Wild move there.
Goodbye. Gone.
Wild move there. I don't know. There's going to be like 10 teams that you could probably pick from. If Kawhi does not go
that's
to the Lakers.
That's the thing. If Kawhi doesn't go to the Lakers, it'll be great
for basketball.
He just
doesn't seem like a banana boat guy to me.
No. But he might be looking at it as once LeBron's gone, it's him and AD, right? I mean.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's maybe. The only way I can see it.
Because AD still has to sign a contract there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be a free agent next season. So it's fascinating time. Fascinating time. All right. So yeah, that was this weekend. Who are you taking, Todd? Who you got winning it?
Pacers. Are you kidding me?
Winning it all?
Yep.
No, I
gun to your head. Boy. Gun to your head.
Boy.
I honestly think the Warriors are coming back again.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, maybe
they
keep Boogie.
How you keep them from at least making the finals? I mean,
screw it, I'm going Portland.
Portland?
Yeah,
why not? I mean, they've made some moves.
Why not?
They've made some moves. They keep Rodney Hood. Did I see that?
Yeah, let's go, boys. You got to get over the cusp. Let's go.
There were some people paid yesterday who I was like, Harrison Barnes got fucking paid yesterday.
I don't know how.
Terrence Ross got fucking paid yesterday. Like,
Rozier got paid by the Hornets. I hate to lose him. I liked him in Boston.
Oh yeah, you got Kemba. How do you feel about that?
His numbers are the exact same as Kyrie's.
I would rather have Kemba than Kyrie.
Yeah, he's a hometown guy. He knows that court. He's played there when he was with UConn. Come on, this is a nice.
I don't think the Nets. I mean, KD's out for a year. You have Kyrie.
Oh, so hello.
Kyrie isn't carrying a team.
Spencer did win it.
You're right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank
well
you.
Said.
Oh, the Dunwoodler.
See?
So what? We'll see. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, that was most of this weekend. U.S. is dominating the Gold Cup. Canada blew a huge lead 2-0. Sorry. Happy Canada Day. Canada Day,
Haiti,
by the way.
Haiti's always been strong. Always strong.
Tony last night with that soccer snob tweet. Did you happen to see that one? Soccer snob.
Hey.
I mean, Tony.
If Team USA's on the TV.
Pulisic is so smooth.
He is.
Tony, so water's wet, Tony. I mean,
he is.
We know that. Water is wet. We know the kid's good. Come on.
I mean, as a 20-year-old, he's captain. He's captain at 20, Gorms.
It's always tough against Caraco as well.
That's Curacao. But Curacao, yeah. And all those players are from the Netherlands. They're not actually from Curacao. They're cheating. They're like an island for the Netherlands, basically. All right. Today's best bets. Let's lead it off with Gumpy, since he will be leaving us for some time. We don't know when he's coming back. So, you know what? You have the honors today, my friend.
You have the T-box.
I'm going to go Canada today. I got to go Jays Royals.
Okay.
I'm going over 6 first 5.
Okay.
And I hate betting overs.
We all do.
But Richard stinks. He's 0-4, 6.89. Sparkman's all right, 2-3, 4.07. But both these teams are dog shit. Let's go with the over.
They are both dog shit. All right, let's go with that over for Gumpy. First 5. We're going over the 6, too. It's a high first 5 number.
It is.
I know. It's so out of the box for me.
Gorms, best bet today. What do you got, buddy?
It's my best and only bet today, boys.
I mean, there's
it's
only a few
one
games,
of those
so.
Days. Right. Now, Todd, I really need you to follow me here
okay.
and kind of get your headset in the, like, I love a good baseball movie.
Feel it.
You
Let's
know what
go.
I mean? It's July. We yeah. love it. So we've got a good baseball movie that's starting okay. this afternoon.
Can't wait.
The Orioles.
Excuse me?
At the Rays.
Okay.
Okay? The Orioles, horrible team. Okay, horrible. Guess what? Ryan Stanek is starting for the Rays. Guess how many innings he's going to pitch?
One inning.
That's it. And then guess who comes in? As usual, Ryan Yarbrough, who get the bulk of the game. Good player.
Okay.
Solid player at home. But on the flip side, Todd, here's what I'm talking about.
Give it to me.
The beautiful game. Disney, are you listening? Get ready to make a movie. Thomas Darwin Eshelman. His first Major League Baseball start is this evening
nice.
Against the Tampa Bay Rays. He's a good player, just turned 25, had a low ERA through AA, low ERA through AAA,
okay.
and Major League Baseball Corby! Needs a new arm and somebody. And the Orioles, you need something. So they brought the kid up, and I am calling for Thomas Darwin Eshelman to get the victory tonight on the road in his first Major League Baseball start. The Rays
Let's
are go. Minus 240.
Let's make a movie.
The Rays
Let's
are minus 240. I love this huge underdog. Watch it. It's happening tonight.
What is the best baseball movie of all time?
Gorms just took a plus 220 dog on the Monday. I love it.
Let's go.
Best baseball movie of all time.
I'm going out of the box. The Fan.
The Fan.
I don't know.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Mine is Major League.
Major League. Yeah. I think The Natural for me.
Or Rookie of the Year. Major League or Rookie of the Year.
I'm glad no one went field.
What was that? What was that Costner film? He was pitching for the Tigers.
Love for the Game.
Yeah, that was pretty
Love
good.
Love of the Game.
Love yeah. of the Game. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, good movie. Good
Gorms, hell of a pick.
Oh,
there.
Bull Durham. I'm taking Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
+220.
Let's do it. Let's go, yourself, boys. Bull Let's Durham. Go, Darwin. Ty. There you go, Ty. Anyone who has three names in their name.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to. Yeah, they're important. I mean, they're important.
And the O's took two or three from the Indians this week.
Let's go.
And the Rays
are struggling.
Struggling. And by the way, more losses than wins in the month of June for the Rays. Don't forget that.
Gorms?
Don't forget that.
Saddy Gorms. That's Todd, your best bet of today, because just go.
My best bet for today, the Padres, first five money line at home against the Giants. The Giants are 29th in the league against left-handed pitching and 30th against left-handed pitching on the road. And they're facing a good, young, left-handed stud in Logan Allen, 2-0, 1.3 ERA. The Padres are 10th against right-handed pitching. They face the horribly unpredictable Jeff Smarja, mm-hmm. who has a 5.18 ERA on the road and 5.93 ERA in June. Have a day, San Diego.
Let's go.
Todd and I did our picks together today because he forgot his computer. Which meant
that's why he never takes it home.
That's right.
I know, because I forget it.
But he took it home because he's been studying for
on the
weekend.
I know. So he can trust his weekend.
As you can tell by his 3-1 yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Todd, you. Will you give them my best bet, please?
Your best bet?
Yep. It's your second pick.
It's my second pick?
Yep.
So that would be the one that we discussed?
Yes.
Okay. So Diggs' best bet for today is the Cubs money line.
There it is.
At Pittsburgh. Yep. The Cubs, I'll let you explain why, since I just gave you a pick.
No. Did you write down the reasons why? Because while I was giving you the stats, I didn't write them down.
I wrote down what we discussed. The Cubs have one of their young stars on the mound, Albert Azule. Yep. I think it's how you pronounce it, Azule. 1-0, 2.09 ERA. The Pirates are going with Trevor Williams, who's not great at home, a 6.0 ERA at home, and a horrible June with an 8.49 ERA.
Not good.
Look for the Cubs to beat the hell out of Williams early and then keep the lead.
That's
all the
a
way
double stamp. That's a double stamp over here.
My only worry. Here's my only worry.
I'm on the first five.
That
though.
The Pirates are still the number one team against right-handed pitching the last fucking 30 days.
Oh, Tony stats.
Oh, by the way, Todd, remember the other day when you were talking about them being in the cellar of the NL Central?
Mm-hmm.
They're not. It's the Reds now.
Yeah.
Oh, the Reds are
the
back
little
down
backslide.
There?
It's easily the best division in baseball. Maybe not the best.
Most competitive?
From top to bottom.
Most competitive.
Very competitive division. Yeah. The Reds being in the last are only five games back, I think, or something
It is
like that.
The most competitive if you go top to bottom.
100%.
I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, the Pirates have been battling and batting their way out of the cellar. So my only worry here is that they get to Azule in his, second or third start? I can't remember what it is.
Last two starts, he's going four innings with one
four
arm.
Innings each time. So, I mean... Are we going first five here? Or are we going full game?
You know what? Yeah, I think
let's go full game because the Pirates bullpen's dog shit.
Yeah, and I think they get that. Yeah, they got hot bats, dude. Once they get that early lead, it's just easy.
I mean, you're just not going to turn the Cubs down at -105.
No, you really.
You know what I mean?
You'd be stupid too. Hey, you'd be dumb to do that.
Let's go.
Hey. All right, so those are our best bets. Those are four out of the seven games tonight. Do we have any others, boys?
I think we have one where pretty much at least three of us are in consensus.
Which one's that?
I think.
Rangers, I believe.
Rangers.
Oh, you guys are on the Rangers? See, I was staying away from it.
Where are you?
Go ahead. Take it. Tell them why.
I have them because Mike Minor's on the hill.
Minor.
The Rangers. He has a 2.03 ERA at home, a 1.7 ERA in June. The Angels have struggled against lefties in June in their 15 previous innings against Minor. They've hit for a 163 average and scored only one run. They have a tough time with Mr. Minor on the hill.
Okay. Well, you made your point, and it's better than I thought it would be.
Did you have anything else to
add? Every time Minor's on the mound, I'm taking him.
Yeah. He's getting his first All-Star nod from him.
Good for him.
For the Rangers.
You know what? The West has been pretty competitive, too. The Angels are playing some decent ball, too.
See, the reason why I was staying away from this game.
Yeah.
So they're both lefties on the mound, right?
Right.
Obviously, the Rangers have the pitching advantage. But the Angels are 13th in the last 30 days against left-handed pitching. It's not great, but it's also not terrible. But the Rangers are 28th. Versus left-handed pitching. So that was the reason why I was staying away from it. If I had to pick a game, yeah, I would go with Minor. But I was just staying away from it. Okay. Gotcha. I just want to inform everyone. Nice. I want everyone to have all the information.
Oh boy.
And that's all of our picks for today, right, boys?
No. One more.
Remember when I said that was all of our picks for today, right, boys? I was wrong. Gumpy, what do you have?
I have two, actually. Sorry.
Sorry.
Were we going full game on that or first five, by the way?
I was on first five.
Yeah. Okay, let's go first five.
So Brewers at Reds. Adrian House for the Brewers, 2-2, 2.94. He's an opener. I hate it. I hate taking the opener. But once again, I can't pass up the Brewers plus a half. First five.
Yeah, I was looking at that too.
I really hate taking the openers, but
because Mahl is 2-8 on the year.
Yeah,
but he's not. His stats
his ERA
aren't terrible.
Is not bad, no.
So you're going plus a half on the Brewers, minus 150.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible.
Right.
It's not terrible juice. What did you say? You got one more too.
I'm also.
We're taking every game today.
The Jays, nice. Royals. It was my best bet, the over six, but I do like the Royals plus a half first five. Sparkman's 2-3 with 4.07 ERA. He has been better of late. Plus a half. Richard's been awful all year.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. We are on every game, I think. Yep.
And one game twice.
Yes, which I couldn't. I can't put in the.
Yeah, I won't let you parlay that.
I can't do the parlay there. All right. So our cup of coffee a day parlay.
Let's
today.
Go.
Six teamer. I might have forgot something. So let me know. Just let me know if I forgot something here. Chicago Cubs, it's up to minus 115 now. And that's for the game versus the Pirates. We have first five, Kansas City Royals, Toronto Blue Jays, over six. Baltimore Orioles, plus the 220 from Gormsey, baby.
Let's go.
San Diego Padres, first five, minus the 160. The first five, Texas Rangers, also minus 160. And then the first five, Milwaukee Brewers, plus a half. Does that sound correct to everyone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Awesome. And I feel like we easily have a winner here today.
This is a winner.
Yeah, it's $5 to win $245.
That's perfect.
Take that $245, go buy some sparklers, some Whipsle and Nipsies, some other things for your 4th of July party.
Yeah.
Maybe some swimming wings.
Water wings.
Water wings, yeah. I mean, it is July 4th.
It is July 4th.
You got to float, Todd.
Right, you're right.
It is July 4th. So you take those winnings, you do whatever you want on July 4th, you be safe, you call an Uber. Don't be stupid. This is a gambling podcast. I'm just giving out advice here.
Don't hold the mortar in your hand.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
You're right.
It ruined an NFL career.
JPP.
JPP. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Tony.
Well, his hands.
Okay. Well, I mean, say his fingers. Not man is still living and breathing. His fingers are dead, though.
They're fucking dead forever. All right.
He's dead inside.
That was a show today and this week. Follow us, like I said, on Twitter at BroBets. We'll tweet out all of our shit and all of our stuff, myaction.app. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.